Hi, and welcome to the Shoot From The Heart podcast with me, Diane Bell. If you want to write a script, make a movie, or quite simply live an abundant and creatively fulfilled life, you are in the right place. Each week I'll share with you tips, techniques, and real-world information that will inspire and empower you on your path. Thank you so much for joining me. I am rooting for you all the way. Let's do this. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome to episode 97 of the Shoot From The Heart podcast. 97. Three more to the big 100. Oh my gosh. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here today. I hope you are well. I'm recording this live in our group, the Shoot From The Heart Society. If you haven't joined the Shoot From The Heart Society, please join us. It is completely free. It's in the Facebooks. And you get to hang out with me and connect with the most incredible group of filmmakers and screenwriters. And I record these every Monday. And on these Mondays, what I do is I answer somebody's question. So feel free, if you have a question, if you have something that you would really love support on, if you have something that you're like, I would love to hear a podcast on that topic, please send it to me. Send it in a DM. Send it to me at support@dianebell.com. And I will be sure to get it. Or just go into the Shoot From The Heart Society and make a post and leave a post in there. Now, today, for episode 97, I'm going to be answering a question from somebody who said they prefer to remain anonymous. They sent me this question via Instagram. And I think this is a question that a lot of people will relate to and that I have heard many people discuss and ask questions about in the past in different formats. So I think this is a really big topic and one that is totally worthy of discussing. And this person wrote to me and said, I would love to know more about how to work with loved ones who might feel nervous about one's filmmaking ambitions. By nervous, I mean loved ones who are worried about finances, time devoted, etc. So essentially, this person is writing to me saying that they have a loved one, or maybe more than one loved one, family members, close friends, who are nervous about their filmmaking ambitions, and they're worried about finances, time devoted, etc. And how do we deal with that? And I want to expand the conversation just to talk generally about family and friends who are not supportive of our filmmaking or screenwriting ambitions. And many of us, when we start on this path, are going to experience that from family and friends. They are going to doubt us. They are not going to believe that what we dream of is possible. They're going to look at this and see that there's a potential that you are going to get hurt, that also you will not be available for them, that things will change. And so let's just really navigate into this. Let's excavate it. Let's dig into it and see what we can come up with. But I think, to be honest, there are ways that we can totally devote ourselves to our big dreams of filmmaking and screenwriting, or whatever your big crazy dream is, and maintain wonderful relationships with our loved ones, relationships full of love and respect and honoring each other, even as we pursue something that maybe they don't really understand. Now, I believe that in most cases, when people are nervous about us pursuing something like filmmaking or screenwriting, the underlying cause of their nervousness is they don't believe that it can happen for us. They don't really believe in the dream. And we have this dream that we're going to make movies, write screenplays, whatever your big crazy dream is. And that loved one looks at this dream and thinks, probably not. That's not very likely. It's a pipe dream at best. And typically what loved ones want to do is they want to protect us. They love us. They want us to be safe. They want us to be happy. They want us to be well. And so they don't want us to pursue something that is going to hurt us, that is going to end up being a waste of our time, a waste of our finances, and actually perhaps even hurt our souls in some ways because it doesn't work out. So I think the first step in this is really to recognize that the loved one's nervousness comes from a place of love in most cases. And we'll address very briefly if it's not coming from a place of love, but I believe mostly our loved ones, they want us to thrive. They want us to be happy. They want us to live fulfilling lives. But they're worried that us going after this big dream doesn't make sense, that it's not going to work, that it's crazy, that it's never going to be our reality. And so for that reason, they want to try to talk us out of it or keep us safe from it. And again, let's just notice their intentions are basically good for you, right? They are doing this because they love you. They're nervous because they love you. I think the first step to this, when we understand that their fear is coming from the fear that it's not likely, it's not going to happen for us, that they just don't believe that it can happen, that I think that this is a good place to have a conversation with them so that you can fully communicate to them what your dream is, why it matters to you, why you feel safe to pursue it, even though it has a number of risks in it. Now, what I recommend in any kind of conversation like this is it's really important to set the tone. And it's really important to set a context for the conversation that doesn't make them feel like they're being attacked or that they're being dismissed or that they're being belittled in any way, because that will just create friction in our relationship. So I believe the first thing in a conversation like this is to, in your own mind, visualize what you want your relationship to be like with this person in the future, not just in this day, but for the next year, for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years, for the rest of your lives, right? And you start with that, like, I want our relationship. And in this conversation, like, I value our relationship so much. I love you so much. I appreciate you so much. My teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen monk, he used to say, when you're going to have a conversation of like really deep sharing with somebody, it's important first that we water the flower. And that's like watering them. So we start off by saying things that we really appreciate and are grateful for with them. So I think in that conversation, you do that. You water their flower first. I love you so much. I appreciate this. I really appreciate the way you stood by me when I did this. I know that you have my best interest in the heart, and that feels so good to me. And I really appreciate that. So be honest and be authentic and really find the things that you are so grateful for. And also the vision for your relationship I want us to have, if this is like your partner. And I know oftentimes people who want to write scripts, it's their own partner who's just like, why are you wasting your time? We've got so many other things to do. Why are you wasting your time with that? That's never going to go somewhere. I've met many, many, many screenwriters who face that trouble. So if it's your partner, like, I love you and I want our relationship to be for life and I want it to be like the best relationship imaginable. And then you move into the issue though, but I feel that you don't really support me on this journey, or that you're nervous, or whatever it is that you are feeling that they are bringing to this equation. This, like, I feel like you're nervous about me pursuing filmmaking because of the finances, because of the possible, the amount of time that I'm going to spend on it, whatever it is. So, you know, outline it to them. And then it's your job to reassure them, right? To say, I understand that to you, this might seem crazy. And I know there are risks, but these are risks that I'm willing to take. And this is where it's like, really, like, why do you want to do this? What does it mean to you? What would your life be if this did work? And I think this is the thing, because what tends to happen is that when we're nervous and scared and we want to, like, you know, not do the things, it's like, why are you wasting your time on this? We're saying that because we believe that person can't achieve that thing. Like, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're wasting your energy because we don't believe they can have the result that they're dreaming of. But I think the thing to pose to your loved one is, now I know it seems far-fetched to you, but it feels like you don't believe that it's possible. And I do believe it's possible, right? And I'm choosing to live my life in a way that believes that miracles are possible. I'm choosing to live my life in a way that believes that incredible outcomes are available to me. And again, it's this thing, if this is your dream, if it really is your dream to write a script, to make a film, whatever it is, I believe 100% that that dream is in your heart for a reason. That it is not an accident, and it is there because it offers you the greatest potential to expand in your life, to grow in your life. It's not even necessarily about fulfilling the dream. It's not even about getting the thing. It's actually about the journey that it will take you on leading towards that. And so I would express this to your loved one that, you know, I just feel this dream about doing this, and maybe it is a little crazy, and maybe it isn't very likely. But I believe that this dream is in my heart for a reason, and that the journey to making it happen is the journey that I need to be on in this life. That it's giving me purpose. Now, once you express yourself honestly, and it's like, you can say to them, like, I understand if you don't love this and you don't want to get on board with it. That's like, I don't get to choose like how you think and what you do. But you express, I'm going to be doing this. And you hold firm to that. And maybe you have to create some boundaries around that. If the person is sabotaging it in some way, if they're, you know, for instance, like every time you sit down to write your script, your loved one is knocking on the door and trying to distract you, you have to create some boundaries. You say, this, it really matters to me. Now, most people who really love you, when they understand why it really matters to you, how it really matters to you, to what extent it really matters to you, and why you're invested in this, not just for the end result, but actually for the journey that it's taking you on. I think most people, when they really understand these things, are going to get behind you a little bit more. They're going to lose a little bit of their nervousness. They'll start to understand where you're coming from. And they'll start to see, like, what is our life for if it's not for going after our dreams? Really? Right? I personally, I don't think we're here just to, I don't know, live lives where we're just like, okay, I'm just going to settle for whatever it is. And this isn't really what I want, but I'm just going to settle and deal with it. What is that? We're here to grow. We're here to expand. And I feel like once you really express that to your loved one, they will want you to go for it. They'll be like, okay, I get this. And I see that there are risks. And I see that you've thought of the risks. And I see that you're willing to take them. And if you're willing to take them, I'm willing to support you. It is possible, of course, that they hear what you have to say and they still don't feel supportive. They still feel like, I think you're crazy. I don't agree. You're never going to make it. You're not going to sell your script. You're not going to make your movie. Like, you're just wasting your time. It is very possible that some loved one will still hold on to that position, even after you've made your expression, your full expression of why you want to do this thing and what it means to you and why it matters to you. But there are some people who will still just say, well, I think you're nuts. And that's okay. And that's when you get into this position in life. And I think, you know, there's obviously two choices. And there's certainly a question then for you about boundaries and standards, because you have to hold yourself to certain boundaries with that person so that you don't allow them to sabotage your dreams. Okay, so you don't let them mess it up, because some people will. Some people, if they really just don't believe in it and they think they know better, they will sabotage your dreams. Don't let them do that. So you've got to create some very strong boundaries so that you continue to pursue your dreams and you're respectful to them, but you're non-negotiable in the fact that you're doing this thing. It's very important to realize that in life, you don't have to talk to everybody about your dreams. And you certainly don't have to talk a lot about your dreams to your nearest and dearest, which might sound crazy, but it's really not. If somebody doesn't believe in your dreams, if they're kind of like, this is never going to work, this is craziness, you can still love that person. You can still have a great relationship with that person. You can still honor that person. You can still respect that person. And you know what? You just don't have to share your dreams with that person. For myself, when I was setting out as a screenwriter, I know I absolutely did not talk to a lot of people about it because they would have thought I was barking mad. I didn't tell them. They didn't need to know. They really didn't need to know much about it. And the same thing always in my life with different dreams. There's certain things that I'll be working on. I just know certain people don't have the imagination to see what is possible that I sort of intuit is possible. So I just don't tell them. There's no need to tell them. It was really funny. I remember a few years ago, a filmmaker friend of mine, she got her film into Sundance. And it wasn't until she actually got her film into Sundance that she told her mother that she had made a film, which is kind of funny. But I totally understand this because she knew her mother would just poo-poo it and she would think it was crazy and she'd think it was absurd and she would not have supported it. And here we get to this point. Your dreams are precious and they're sacred and they can so easily be destroyed. And your job really is to protect them. Your job is to like put this bubble wrap around your dreams and keep them safe and keep them safe from the doubt and keep them safe from the fear and keep them safe from logical thought, keep them safe from rational thought, keep them safe from conventional wisdom and let them grow. And that is really your job on this journey. And so if you have loved ones who are going to poo-poo your dreams, they're going to tell you it's not possible, they're going to laugh at you, they're going to try to distract you, it's totally fine. Just don't share the dreams with them. Don't share them. And you can still be like, yeah, I'm working on this script. Don't make a big deal about it with them, though. Don't be talking about it. Don't be telling them all the things. Do not do it. right? Just, you know, tell them, yeah, I'm working on my script. Yeah, it's no big deal. Play it down. Downplay it and just get on with your thing. And make sure, as I said, that you have boundaries so that you actually get the stuff done and you create time for yourself to do what you want to do, but you don't have to share it all with your loved ones. Now, on that point, what is really important on this journey, no matter what you're trying to do in life, is that you do find a little cohort of people. It doesn't need to be a ton of people, but you need to find a group of people who do believe it's possible for you, who do believe you're worthy of your dreams, and who do believe that, you know, you can do it and they're rooting for you all the way. Because when you have that, that will fuel you and hold you up. And let me be clear, you do need some people in your life who are cheering you on and who are like, you go, you've got this. I know you can do this. It's so important. So you might not get that from your family. You might not get that from your close friends. Your close friends might all be like eye rolling every time you mention your screenwriting or your filmmaking. But you need to find some people in your life who will be happy and who will be excited for you and who do believe in you, who are like, yeah, of course you can do this. Why couldn't you do this? Why not? And the truth is, why not you? Like, whatever it is that you dream, why not you? Why not? There's like no reason that it couldn't be you. There's no reason that it shouldn't be you. And even though our friends and family and our closest friends and family, the problem for them often is they've seen us within a certain framework. They've seen us within a certain box. They've seen us within a certain identity. And what we're proposing to do when we're proposing to write a script or sell it or make a film or make some big dream come true is we're proposing to actually adopt a new identity. They've never seen us have success at these things before. And so they can't quite believe it. And most people really fall into the category of, I'll believe it when I see it. So they are like, you're going to write a script? You're going to sell a script? You're going to make you? I've never seen you do that before. What on earth? Like, why would you think you could do that? And that's their kind of thinking. And it's not their fault. That's conventional ways of thinking. The truth is, though, when it comes to our dreams, we will see it when we believe it. And it's the reverse of what most people think. We have to believe it first. We have to absolutely believe that our dreams can come true. And that is the magic thing that will propel them to coming true. And so surrounding yourself with some people who absolutely believe with you is vital. It will just feed that energy. If you only have people around you who don't believe and you're the only believer amongst a sea of non-believers, it's going to be very hard to maintain that belief when the going gets tough. And it will get tough. So you need some people who, when it's not working, you can turn to them and say, geez, I'm having a really hard time. It doesn't seem to be working. I've been doing all the things and I'm just not getting anywhere. And you've got these people who are like, hey, it's okay. It's a normal part of the journey. You're going to make it there anyway. But if you turn to your friends and family who don't believe anyway and start moaning to them about what's not working, they're going to be pretty quick to say, see, I told you this wouldn't work. You're crazy. It's not going to work. And you're like, oh yeah, you're right. You were right. You were right all along. It's not going to work. I believe that most people in our lives do want us to succeed. And I believe those people will celebrate the living daylights out of you when you do achieve your dreams. So even though they didn't believe it when you were on your path, they were like, oh, she's never going to do that. When she does it, they will be the first people to be having a party for you. They'll be the first people to be celebrating you so happy. They'll probably also be the first people to say, I believed in you all along. And you'll be like, really? But you'll just smile and say, thank you. And I guarantee you, 90% of people in your life will fall into that category. They want you to succeed. They want you to be happy. They want you to be thrive. They didn't have the imagination to see it before it happened, but now that it's happened, they're over the moon for you. Now, sadly, though, I do believe there are some people who actually, and it's terrible to say, but they really don't particularly want you to thrive and to be happy. And luckily, I think they're the tiny minority in anybody's life, but it's possible that you have one or two in your life. And I think this is something that you need to identify as you go along with your journey, as you move towards your dreams. It's inevitable that as we expand and as we grow and as we evolve into new versions of ourselves, that some people we will leave behind. And I know it can sound like horrible. It sounds like, you know, like you, like, oh, who does she think she is? Like cutting people off because she's moving up. But the truth is, there's some people who are unable to evolve. There are some people who don't want to, and they don't want you to either. And they will try to hold you back. They will try to sabotage you. They will try to stop you from achieving. It's kind of like, have you ever heard about the Mexican crabs? So if you put a bunch of Mexican crabs into a bucket, they will start trying to climb out the sides. And if one starts to climb up, the others pull them back down. And none of them can get out of the bucket because the others always pull them down. And we can get into that situation in our lives where people pull us back, pull us down because we let them. And sometimes in our lives, I think it does behoove us to say, is this relationship serving me? And as you evolve and as you grow, there will be times that you will have to make some very hard decisions on that front, that maybe you will find that there are people that actually you cannot grow and still maintain a very close relationship to them. That their demands on you are so strong and so limiting that they will actually stop you from growing and evolving. And I hope that nobody here is in that situation, really. But most of us will experience it on some fronts, in some ways, as we go. And really the thing here is to remind ourselves, what are we here on this planet for? Are we here to play small to make other people feel comfortable? I don't think so. I think we're here to grow into the most expansive, most realized, most fulfilled versions of ourselves, to shine our light so brightly, not that it dims out other people, but that it gives them permission to shine their light too. So we have a choice. We can play small because it makes other people feel comfortable. We can put a lid on our dreams because we're afraid it's going to hurt people who are close to us to go after them. Or we can decide to go big. And we can decide that we are here to live expansive, rich, juicy, big lives. And the people who are meant to come along with us will come along with us. And that some people are not meant to come along with us. And that is okay. And we can do that absolutely and go on that journey absolutely with compassion and with kindness and with love. But a real clarity about what we're here for. Because I don't think it serves us to diminish ourselves or our dreams in order to make other people happy. I don't think at the end of your life, you're going to be glad that you put a lid on your dreams because somebody else didn't believe in you. Somebody else told you you couldn't do it. You're here to find out what you can do. And if other people don't support that and they can't get behind that at a certain point, it's thank you for being in my life. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. And I'm moving on because I'm not here to play a small game. I'm not here to diminish myself for somebody else. And as I said, ultimately, I feel that we do a bigger service to each other as humans by having the courage to expand, by having the courage to grow, and having the courage to go after our dreams. That shrinking ourselves in order to make other people comfortable or to keep them happy is not ultimately going to make anybody happy. It's not going to serve the bigger picture at all. So that was the session for today. I hope that's helpful to the person who wrote in with this problem. I hope it helps you. I know that it's not always easy navigating this and keeping our loved ones on board and excited when they see us spending a lot of time and energy and sometimes seeing us in pain as it doesn't work out. But reassure them. Reassure them. That's the number one thing. Open up the channels of communication and let them know you're safe and you're here for this expansion. You're here for this growth and you are strong enough to hold it all as you are. Before I sign off, I want to make sure that you know on Wednesday, I'm going to be hosting a free live class, which is called Your Dreams Come True. Your dreams come true. I love that sentence. I don't know why. I'm just like, your dreams come true. I just want you to know, everybody, your dreams come true. And in this, we're going to be talking, yes, indeed, about how to make your dreams come true. And it's going to be a super lovely, expansive, delightful class that I know is going to leave you feeling excited, motivated, activated, and just ready to create the magic in your life. So if you haven't signed up for that, please do. If you're listening to the podcast, I'll put the link into the show notes. Otherwise, in the Shoot From The Heart Society, there will be a link in there too. Please sign up. Please join it. It's going to be beautiful because your dreams do come true. They will come true. It's inevitable that they come true when you follow the map that I'm going to give you in this session. All right, my loves, have a great week and I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I know you can listen to so many different podcasts, so it really means the world to me that you chose to listen to this. If you've enjoyed this and you've had any value out of this podcast at all, can I ask a little favor? Could you please share it on social media or go to wherever you're listening to it and leave a review so that other people can find it? I really, really appreciate it so much. I love you so much and I can't wait to see you the next one. If you want to get in touch at any point, send me a message, support@dianebell.com, and also check out my website, dianebell.com, and see what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll see you in the social medias. Take care, and I'll see you next time.